Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network at the NCBA convention in Nashville. Catching it out with Greg Haynes with the Cannabis Beef Board. Greg, it's great to see you here at the Cattle Industry Convention, sir.
Yeah, hey, Jesse, great to see you in person again. Yeah, now that we're finally having meetings where we can be here, it's nice.
Yeah, we talked a couple times video chat, you know, kind of got used to that whole thing and now getting to be back in person. And I'd have to think as well, you know, for the CBB, you know, celebrating 35 years here this week and having everyone back in person and seeing the trade show and everyone talking and you know, exchanging ideas, it's got to be a great thing to see.
No, it's really good. And I think the mood is really positive, too. You know, as you mentioned, we have 35 years of the checkoff to celebrate here. And, you know, looking back, it's been good because, you know, when the checkoff was first implemented 35 years ago, beef was in a free fall. And I think a lot of people forget that. You know, things have been pretty good. And it hasn't been great, but I mean, relatively, it's been pretty good. And so you look back then when consumer demand was dropping and, you know, beef was blamed for, you know, killing kids at fast food and you weren't supposed to eat any fat and cholesterol and all that. So we've really come a long way in the 35 years. You know, the industry came together and put this program into place. And now I think we're seeing the benefits. Actually, at the convention this morning, they had Cattle Facts there. And they noted that consumer demand for beef is the highest it's been in 33 years. So that's pretty good.
That is very good. That is very, very good. And of course, you know, celebrating 35 years of the checkoff and celebrating beef here this week wouldn't be possible without great people. And I know, of course, the Cannabis Beef Board rolled out a great new award here today. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, like you said, there were a lot of people who were really engaged and involved in trying to come up with something to support the industry, and it wasn't an easy task. And we've got producers all across the country, and it's like, how do you come up with something that a producer in Florida versus Washington State will support that and be excited about it, and it will work for them? So it took a couple tries, but that finally was able to happen, and we got, you know, almost 80% of the producers supporting it. So that was huge. And then as it gets going, how do you launch it and how do you get it moving and moving in the right direction? And so we were looking at a way to really be able to honor those people because we've never had an award like that, you know, in the 35-year history. So this year we launched the Visionary Award. And so our first recipient was an easy choice for us. That was our first chair, Joanne Smith. She was the one who, you know, really helped lead that drive and then came in and was at the helm of the CBB for the first few years as it was getting going.
Very easy choice and very well-deserved choice, I think, for that award as well. Greg, you know, different meetings you've had this week, different discussions. What are some of the things that you're taking away from this NCBA convention that the Cattle's Beef Board is going to be looking at here as we move forward in the future?
Right. I think, you know, just looking at the checkoff side, it's good to see there's a very positive attitude here about what's going on. You know, we have producers from all over the country, and I think that support that they're showing and the feedback they're giving to the programs has been very good. You know, this is the meeting where we do have all the committees and all the contractors who are doing the programs are presenting at those different committees. And these committees are all made up of, you know, producers from all over the country. And so they're giving feedback and input on these programs. And then those contractors take that back. They're getting that producer input. And then next month in Denver, we'll meet with the operating committee and they'll make those final funding decisions. So just that discussion on the different programs and the initiatives that are out there has been super positive.
Well, Greg, a lot of great things coming out of this week. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us here today. And again, great to see you in person, sir.
Yeah, no, thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it. And looking forward to seeing you again here.